Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by chef, TV personality, author, and Save the Children ambassador. You've seen him on Alex vs. America, Chopped, Top Chef, and much more. If you've got the hustle, he's got the game. We welcome host of Wildcard Kitchen on Food Network, Chef Eric Ajvang.
Sean, how are you, sir? Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely great, Eric. Let's go beyond the mic. Wildcard Kitchen is three chefs betting their own money with your twisted culinary deck of cards. Why does this show challenge others in a new and fun way?
You know what? You tee that up perfectly. I think this show is so different. It's giving you everything that you know and love when it comes to competition shows and that sort of high stake, no pun intended, sort of atmosphere when it comes to what Food Network is kind of known for and prides itself on. But I think what's so special about this show, Sean, is the fact that we get to see the chef's personalities and more of like a laid back setting. Imagine like coming after work in a restaurant, you just kind of worked the last shift or whatever the case is, and you're headed home, but you don't want to head home. You might want to just like hang out, grab a beer, grab, you know, a glass of wine with some buddies. And it's that sort of atmosphere. It's the inside jokes. It's the camaraderie. It's a little bit of that trash talk. And we don't really get to see that in that sort of like setting on Food Network. So when you mix that personality, chefs really just being raw themselves, they're betting their own cash, like you said, and then we're giving them, you know, a competition that's super high stakes and we're getting beautiful food out of it, I think you get a beautiful show like Wildcard Kitchen.
Even though it's taped in the Food Network kitchens after hours, it has that Fight Club kind of feel.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of gives you that, like, you know, like you said, that Fight Club speakeasy feel. You know, it's wild because in the daytime, there's so much kinetic energy happening in the Food Network kitchens. There's chefs testing out recipes for books and doing R&D and maybe doing some demos here and there. So there's just like ants kind of just roaming around. But then after the kitchen is closed, we kind of flip things over and give you that sort of like Fight Club feel. The chefs come in, there's a security guard that kind of, you know, looks the other way when we walk in. And yeah, I kind of take over this space right before the sun comes up and, you know, the day starts all over again. So it's a lot of fun. It definitely gives you that kind of like, almost like that Johnny Carson kind of like late night vibe as well with the chefs, which is, again, a setting that you don't normally see on Food Network.
Eric, which wild card was too easy in your mind so far and which one was too hard?
Actually happened last week. Chef Maria got an extra 7 minutes.
What?
On a 30 set. I think the time card was 30 minutes and then she got an extra 7 minutes. So in total, she almost cooked for about 40 minutes. Like it was a long time. 37 minutes is a lot of time to cook. And I think that could it be a good thing or a bad thing. You know, when you have so much time to cook, you can sometimes get in your own head. But then also if you have like a very clear path of what you want to do, then you can just, she said she can go to the bathroom, sip a macchiato, come back and still have plenty of time to do what she needs to do. So that was a really good car for her. And then I've seen one, oh my goodness, peel 10 pounds of potatoes before you start cooking. or you have to use the ice cream machine for a dish that did not deserve ice cream whatsoever. So that was pretty, that was a pretty tough box to get out of.
The ice cream machine is always a brutal test. How has this game helped elevate your own cooking? And would you like to step in for an episode?
You know, it's funny when we shot the pilot, one of the wild cards was have Eric, come in and help you out for 5-10 minutes. And I loved it. I wish we could have kept that in the entire show, but it's a show that really pushes the limit as far as creativity, and I get inspired by that. You know, like you said, these are my chef friends, my peers. So skill wise, I already know that each chef that comes into the Wildcard Kitchen is super talented, right? So it's really kind of agitating their fundamental skills and putting them in a creative space that gets wacky dishes, like things that you probably wouldn't come up if you had, you know, these items in your pantry, in your freezer, in your refrigerator. You probably wouldn't put them together, but they do, and they're absolutely delicious. So it kind of just awakens the senses to like what other flavor combinations and what kind of like textures and things like that you can add to a dish that are really fun. And you know, you kind of just log it in the back of your memory. So if ever in the case that I run into an instance, for instance, where I need to, I don't know, use an ice cream machine on a savory dish, I can remember what Chef Antonia did and kind of like, you know, use that as inspiration.
From the Food Network's Wildcard Kitchen, it is Chef Eric Ajvang, and he joins us beyond the mic for the Rocking Eight. Eric, it's my game. 8 random questions, answer with the first thing that comes to mind. There's no pressure.
All right, let's do it.
What's your daughter's Lennox favorite type of pancake to make?
Oh, wow. We make pancakes every Sunday, and it's we put a little bit of cardamom, a little bit of nutmeg, and that's it, and some maple syrup. Oh, wow. Great question.
Do you have your name for your first cookbook yet?
Yes, Ghana to the World.
Well, that's cool. One dish you still haven't mastered yet.
Oh, man. That's a good one. You know what? I can use some work on my Fra Diablo sauce. How about that?
Man, that's a toughie. Place you love to go to clear your mind.
Ooh, my family home in the Bronx.
Eric, what's the one person you haven't cooked with but would love to?
Oh, wow. I just knocked this off like a couple of weeks ago. These questions are fantastic. It was Bobby Flay for a long time, and I did that. That was an amazing like moment for me. Now I got to say, wow. You know what? I would love to cook with like Grant Achatz, the chef from Alinea.
Now, what's the one non-knife item you have to have in your kitchen no matter what?
A spoon. A spoon is the extension of your arm in the kitchen, so I have to have my spoons around me for sure.
Favorite meal between breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Oh, it's going to be boring. Eggs, bacon, pancakes. I'm a big
breakfast. In other words, breakfast.
Give me like the lumberjack for sure. Lunch, I'm going to probably keep it light, and I love a good Caesar. I love a Caesar. The more boring, the better. Like, I love a good Caesar salad.
Eric, where's the best place on the Providence campus?
Oh, the best place on Providence campus? Jeez, it's got to be, oh, man.
You can't say your frat house.
No, I can't. You know, McNulty, I had great memories at McNulty, either at the food hall or at a party or something like that. So McNulty was really fun.
It's time for one big question with Chef Eric Ajapong from Food Network's Wild Card Kitchen. Chef, you believe in giving back, supporting children's charities. If you could snap your fingers and solve one world issue for children, what is it?
Oh, it's hunger. I mean, no children should go hungry whatsoever. I think that is the easiest question you've asked me today, Sean. I think, you know, any child that's going hungry, it's a true travesty and an epidemic for sure. So my now brand new ambassadorship with Crate and Barrel, with Save the Children, I apologize, with Save the Children, that right there is what we're spearheading and what we're really proud of. Save the Children obviously prides themselves on working in all aspects of children's lives and really, whether it's nutrition, whether it's agriculture, whether it's environmental, whether it's, you know, even man-made, the fact that I can hop in and use a little bit of my expertise and kind of make some positive change is something that I'm super excited for. So it's an amazing opportunity.
Why should people watch Wildcard Kitchen?
You know what? It's just a really fun show. If you're a fan of Food Network and the competition space in that arena, then it's a no-brainer. I think you're watching chefs come in betting their own money, so it gives them a sense of it gives it just a different sort of like seriousness and brevity to the competition. But then also it's super light. We're getting all the personalities. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully you enjoy me hosting it as well.
Definitely.
But the card game is just the card game is just brilliant. And you know, a lot of people are even asking Kelly, like, how can they get the card games at home? So I think we're starting something pretty cool, and hopefully it keeps it going.
Chef Eric Ajapong loves a lumberjack breakfast. Need cardamom and nutmeg in his pancakes. They want you to watch Wild Card Kitchen on the Food Network and on Max. Eric, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Sean.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.